And now, Adopted Daughter, starring the author, Jetteby Ann Hopkins. This is the true-to-life story of a courageous young wife and her fight for her home, happiness, and her adopted daughter. Attention, please. If you have daughters 3 to 14 years old, you can't afford to miss what I'm going to say. For today, I announce for the last time one of the greatest shopping events this fall. A nationwide showing of genuine Sonny Tucker dresses for girls. The dresses famous from coast to coast for their superb style and outstanding value. All week, thousands of women have crowded JCPenney stores to see this fall showing. And they've gone away delighted with the stunning new fall styles. The Valero, skating and swing skirt models designed for graceful motion. The novel Dutch boy and peasant styles. And the lovely princess numbers, so enchantingly feminine in almost any fabric. Many fell in love with the smart fall prints, brilliant in stripes and checks and plaid. Others liked the plain colored poplins, broadcloths and percales in the handsome new shades of heather rose, skipper, aqua, and bittersweet. And most of these numbers are marvelously washable. In fact, they are actually refreshed by laundering. Now, one reason these Sonny Tucker dresses are so famous is because they were actually inspired by many of the most expensive girls' dresses shown this fall. Dresses costing many times more than the price of these. Yet, these stunning dresses are only 98 cents a piece. Just think of it. 98 cents a piece. You couldn't afford to make a dress for that. And you could hardly make it any better. For the strong wide seams and extra deep hems, the hand smocking and embroidery, the skillful pleating is typical of the painstaking and expert workmanship in these dresses. I can't begin to tell you how really lovely these dresses are. But if you want the thrill of having other mothers turn to look at your daughter and say, there goes one of the best dressed girls in town, then I urge you to see this display without fail. Come to your JCPenney store immediately after this program today. This event will prove to you it pays to shop at Penny's. It is bringing styles you may never see anywhere else. Remember, sizes are 3 to 14 years. We know that Jonathan Campbell is really most anxious to see Jack established as manager of his big new drugstore. And yesterday, Camel was surprised to see Jack and Uncle Charlie Reynolds walk in as though for a friendly chat, perhaps to even acknowledge defeat. A few minutes later, we find both Uncle Charlie and Jack leaning over the front counter of Camel's place. Jonathan Campbell says,
I thought you probably wanted to talk to me alone, Jack. That's why I sent Dolores into the back room.
Oh, it didn't make a great deal of difference to me whether she stayed or not.
Well, my belief has always been that women and business don't mix well.
Isn't that so? Yeah, nice looking store you got here, Camel. Yes, sir. Fancier looking place as I've seen a lot of the big town.
You'll live to see the day, Charlie, when this town is big enough to support two or three drugstores this size.
Yes, sir. Wouldn't be surprised if you're right. No, sir. Wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, it makes my place look a little dingy by comparison. Doesn't it, Charlie?
Well, we can't all have everything. Yes, sir. About got everything in here. My goodness. Jack, have a look at this here fountain, would you?
Oh, I've already given that once over. I don't mind saying it makes me a little envious, Mr. Camel. Oh, that cooling system of mine over there isn't worth a dime.
I'm sorry to hear that, but now Dolores said...
And would you look here, Jack? Even got radios for sale. Yeah. Well, can you beat that? And you just didn't pass up nothing, did you, Camel? Say, then, comfortable eating booze. You serve lunches, too?
Yes. Jack, you wanted to talk to me.
Why, yes, Mr. Camel. You see...
Pardon me a moment. Camel Drug Company.
Hello, Mr. Camel.
Yes?
This is Mrs. Jangles. Is my husband there?
Why, yes, he just got here a few minutes ago.
May I speak to him, please?
Certainly, just a minute. For you, Jack.
Thanks. Hello?
Jack, I'm sorry to bother you, but I was afraid you'd go someplace with Uncle Charlie after you left there. And, well, you've just got to come by so I can show you something.
Honey, I'm busy.
I know, but it's the sweetest thing you ever saw in your life. From Jenny in New York.
Well, can't you tell me about that later?
Sorry, honey, but she sent me a dainty little handkerchief with her picture in the middle of it. I was never so surprised at anything in my life. It's just lovely.
Okay, Jerry, it's fine, but you know I have important things to think about right now.
But, Jenny...
That's fine. Tell me all about it later, why don't you?
All right. Bye.
Bye. I'm sorry to have to make my personal calls in your phone camera, but you know how wives are. Jerry had a gift from Jenny, and she couldn't wait to tell me about it.
Nice little girl, that Jenny of yours.
Oh, best ever. Well, Charlie, what are you poking your nose into now? Well,
Camel's got a fine bunch of dictionaries for sale here.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I always make it a practice to pick up every dictionary I get my hands on.
Yeah? Yeah.
I always find a brand spanking new word every time I open one up. Yeah. Just come across one now I never heard before.
Oh, what is it?
You know, I ought to get my glasses on before I go reading this fine print. Irrefragable.
Irrefragable? Huh? Let me see that. Irrefragable.
Yeah. It means something that can't be refuted or disproved. You know, like that paper you got in your pocket, Jack.
Oh.
Yes, I guess that'd be irrefragable, wouldn't it?
Think you're right at that.
Jack, I'm rather in a hurry to get back to Grove City, so if you...
You got a regular library here, Camel. Yeah, books of all kinds. Look here, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, here's a book of old quotations. Quotations in here by Chesterfield, and there's some by Macaulay, and Thomas H. Huxley, Longfellow, Pack. Hey, that's fine. My goodness, I'd like to have this here book, Camel.
I like that book myself.
Yes, sir. Listen to this. By non through a dyke, even a rat may drown a nation.
Rat.
Yep. That's what Burke wrote about, perseverance. Yeah. And Holland says, on the same subject...
Mr. Reynolds, maybe you'd like to take the book over there in the booth with you while Jack and I have our little visit.
Oh, no. Don't bother about me. Holland says here... There is no royal road to anything. One thing at a time and all things in succession. That which grows slowly endures. Yes, sir, Jack, I think I ought to have this book. It's got a lot of down-to-earth truths in it.
Mr. Reynolds, I'll be very glad to give you the book, but now...
Oh, by the way, Jack, that reminds me, you had something you wanted to talk to Mr. Camel about, didn't you?
Oh, yes, Uncle Charlie, I did.
Now, let's see, what was it? I plumb forgot. I got the interest in them blame books of his. It was something about, say, Camel, you still planning on opening up the swimming pool on Monday?
Of course. The workmen will be through on Sunday. I'll have a lifeguard there by 9 o'clock Monday morning. Place will be open to public.
Now, you don't say. Well. Yeah, well, it sure would be too bad if anything held up that opening now, wouldn't it?
There's nothing that could hold it up now. I must say, Jack, I'm sorry if this business of opening the pool has in any way held up your bridge tournament.
Oh, no.
That's a clever idea of yours.
Oh, thanks. But it's not doing so badly. Getting new entrants every day.
Of course, you can't blame people for wanting to go swimming in weather like this rather than staying indoors and playing bridge.
Oh, no. There's nothing like a good swim on a hot day. Yeah. Boy, wouldn't people in this town be disappointed if that pool didn't open up on Monday.
Yeah.
What are you getting at?
Oh, they'd certainly never forgive you, Camel.
But I tell you, the swimming pool will open.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I've already given away over $100 worth of coupons that are good for admission to that pool.
$100? My goodness. Sure would put you in a spot, wouldn't it, if them people was to think that they were duped.
Would you two mind talking sense? I realize you came over here for a purpose, but I would like to know what it is. I had hoped, Jack, that you were ready to acknowledge defeat and might consider a job here with me in the store.
Hmm?
tell you the truth, I'm not very pleased with Warren's work as a manager.
And mighty fine as a camel, but I'm still working for Max.
Oh, I say, by the way, Mr. Camel, you got that swimming pool land from Axel Sorensen, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, now, we ain't questioning your title to the land, eh, Tall?
No,
not for a minute. No, we know, that's all right.
Yes, we found that out.
There's no getting around it, Camel. You certainly outsmarted some of the people in this town into thinking you was a public benefactor building that pool, when all the time you was doing it for your own advantage.
That's right.
But that's neither here nor there, as Huxley says. The important thing now is to figure out whether you're going to cooperate with us or not.
Cooperate with you?
Yeah. So you can really open the pool Monday.
Yes, you see, Mr. Camel, you can't open up without our consent.
Are you crazy?
No, not at all. You have a clear title to your land, but what you didn't find out was that due to an old survey, there's a piece of land, a narrow strip, running completely around the Sorensen property, which doesn't and never did belong to him.
What kind of a put-up job is this?
No put-up job at all, Camel. You can get all the facts for yourself by going over to the courthouse and checking back on them old surveys.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll admit it's kind of tough on you. Well, it's like having an island in the middle of the ocean and no boat to get out to it.
But who owns this supposed land that you're talking about?
Dina Simpson.
What's that?
Don't get excited. It won't do you no good going to see her. Jack's got the power of attorney from her.
Yeah.
And that, as Mr. Webster says, is irrefragable.
Irrefragable.
Okay. Why, you... I don't believe any of this. It's a lot of nonsense.
Well, nonsense or not, eh? Anybody who crosses that piece of land, Dina Simpson's, to enter your swimming pool, is going to be trespassing.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And you're going to find yourself in an awful mess of trouble getting it all cleared up. You know, if we were to get downright obstinate, like you are, we could keep people from going in that pool from now on till kingdom come.
Yes, Camel. It looks like you'll have to play ball with us, whether you want to or not.
Yep. Yeah. Your next move, Jonathan, what's it going to be?
Yes, what is Jonathan Campbell's next move going to be? For once, Jack seems to have the upper hand. But will Campbell find some way out of this surprising new situation and open his pool on Monday? Don't fail to join us then to learn what does happen.